Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. Say no.
Just say one.
And it won't.
Just say one.
all-wise, wonderful living God, in the name of Jesus. I'm truly honored, praise God, to be before you on this evening, praise God, the day in which the Lord has made. Yes, I will rejoice. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I truly give God praise, honor, and glory on today for who he is, all of what he's done, and all of what he's done that has yet to come to pass. We'll just give God praise on today. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah and glory to your name. Lord God, we praise you today. Hallelujah. I want to truly give honor to God who is the head of my life on today. Praise God. And of course, as I come into the alignment and have been in the alignment, hallelujah, I want to honor my wife, my queen, my bride, my better half, my the half, amen. And I just want to thank God for her as I honor my wife, Lady Diane Shaw. I also want to acknowledge those that are listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, Twitter, AOL, or however you may be listening onto our David and Diane Ministry and Friends, or hear this message into the archives. God bless you. Let you be blessed, and through the anointing, let your days be protected and blessed, and good health come upon you as well. Once again, we want to acknowledge those listening in Canada. Praise God. We like and thank God for those that are in South Korea, as we always mention. Praise God. We mention those that are in Jamaica. Amen. In South Africa, South America as well. Amen. I see you. God bless you. We thank you for joining us on today. I have mentioned as David Ambrose Shaw, Brother Shaw, Elder Shaw, Minister Shaw, a man of God. The one thing I find very imperative is that I love the Lord. And if loving the Lord is wrong, if loving the Lord is wrong, I don't want to be right. We know how it goes. So as we come forth unto you today, praise God, we continue reading out of the book of Ezekiel, chapter 14. Praise God. Let us pray before we read. Precious Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, as we come before you on this day again, Lord God, I pause for a moment to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to make it through this day, yet waking us up first and foremost, blessing us, keeping us, covering us, healing us, delivering us, speaking to our hearts, leading and covering our eyes. We thank you on today that we have the victory in Jesus. We thank you that we're obedient unto thy way and thy will that is to be done in our life. We thank you, Lord God, for obedience in your word. We thank you for the blood that was shed on Calvary in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for another day. Thank you, Lord, for an opportunity once again to get it right. Thank you, Lord, for being Lord God all by us in Jesus' name. Let your anointing be present. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise God once again. Praise God as we come before you on this evening here at Ezekiel chapter 14. Praise God. And we come forth on the anointing, trusting in the name of Jesus that someone would hear and ask, what must I do to be saved? Amen. God bless. Chapter 14, Ezekiel. But came certain of the elders of Israel unto me, and sat before me, and the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, these men have set up their idols in their hearts, and put the stumbling block of their iniquity before their face. Should I be inquired of at all by them? Therefore, speak unto them, and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God, Every man of the house of Israel that sitteth up his idols in his heart and putteth the stumbling block of his iniquity before his face, I come to the prophet. I, the Lord, will answer him according to the multitude of his idols, that I may take the house of Israel in their own heart, because they are all estranged from me through the idols. Therefore, say unto the house of Israel, thus saith the Lord God, repent and turn yourselves from your idols, and turn away your faces from all your abominations. Every one of the house of Israel, or of the stranger that sojourneth in Israel, which separateth himself from me, and setteth up his idols in his heart, and putteth the stumbling block of his iniquity before his face, and cometh to the prophet to inquire of him concerning me, I, the Lord, will answer him by myself, and I will set my face against that man, and will make him a sign of a proverb, and I will cut him off from the midst of my people. And ye shall know I am the Lord. And the prophet be deceived when he hath spoken a thing, I, the Lord, have deceived that prophet, and I will stretch out my hand upon him, and will destroy him from the midst of my people, Israel. And they shall bear the punishment of their iniquity. The punishment of the prophet shall be even as the punishment of him that seeketh unto him, that the house of Israel may go no more astray from me, neither be polluted any more with all the transgressions, but that they may be my people, and I may be their God, saith the Lord God. The word of the Lord came again to me, saying, Son of man, when the land sinneth against me, be trespasses grievously, then will I stretch out my hand upon it, and will break the stave of the bread thereof, and will send famine upon it, and will cut off man and beast from it. So these three men, Noah, Daniel, and Job, were in it. They should deliver but their own souls by their righteousness, saith the Lord God. Of course, no such beast to pass through the land, and they spoil it, so that it be desolate, and no man may pass through because of the beast. Though these three men were in it, as I live, saith the Lord God, they shall deliver neither son nor daughter. They only shall be delivered. But the land shall be desolate. Bring a sword upon the land, and so say, sword, go through the land, so that I cut off man and beast from it. So these three men were in it, as I live, saith the Lord God. They shall deliver neither sons nor daughters, but they only shall be delivered themselves. Or if I send a pestilence into the land and pour out my fury out upon it in blood from the man and beast, though Noah, Daniel, and Job were in it, as I live, saith the Lord God, they shall deliver neither son nor daughter. They shall but deliver their own souls by their righteousness. For thus saith the Lord God, how much more when I send my four sore judgment upon Jerusalem? The sword and the famine and the noisome beast and the pestilence to cut off from men and beasts. Yet, behold, therein shall be left the remnant that shall be brought forth, both sons and daughters. Behold, they shall come forth unto you, and you shall see their way and their doings, and ye shall be comforted concerning the evil that I have brought upon Jerusalem, even concerning all that I have brought upon it. And they shall comfort you when you see their ways and their doings, and ye shall know that I have not done without cause all that I have done in it, saith the Lord God. Ezekiel chapter 15. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, son of man, what is the vine tree more than any tree, or a branch which is among the trees of the forest? Shall wood be taken thereof to do any work, or will men take a pin of it and hang any vessel thereon? Behold, it is cast into the fire for fuel. The fire devoureth both the ends of it, and the midst of it is burned. Is it meant for any work? Behold, when it was whole, it was meet for no work. How much less shall it be meet yet for any work, when the fire hath devoured it, and it is burned? Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, as the vine tree among the trees of the forest, which I have given to the fire for fuel, so will I give the inhabitants of Jerusalem. I will set my face against them. They shall go out from one fire, and another fire shall devour them. They shall know that I am the Lord, when I set my face against them, and I will make the land desolate, because they have committed a trespass, saith the Lord. Ezekiel chapter 16. Again, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, son of man, cause Jerusalem to know her abominations, and say, thus saith the Lord God unto Jerusalem, thy birth and thy nativity is of the line of Canaan. father was Amorite and thy mother a Hittite. And ask for thy nativity. In the day thou was born, thy navel was not cut, neither was thou washed in water to sorrow thee. Thou was not salted at all, nor water at all. None I pitied thee to do any of these unto thee, to have compassion unto thee, but thou was cast into the open field, to the loathing of thy person in the day that thou was born. And when I passed by thee and saw thee polluted in thine own blood, I said unto thee, when thou was in thy blood, live. I said unto thee, when thou was in thy blood, live. Cause thee to multiply as the bud of the field, and thou hast increased and waxed great, and thou art come to excellent ornament. Thy beasts are fashioned, and thine hair is grown, whereas thou hast naked and bare. Now, when I passed by thee, I looked upon thee. Behold, thy time was the time of love, and I spread my skirt over thee and covered thy nakedness. Yea, I swore unto thee, and entered into the covenant with thee, saith the Lord God. And thou becomest mine, then washest I thee with water. Yea, I thoroughly wash away thy blood from thee, and I anointed thee with oil. I clothed thee also with broidered work. I shod thee with badger's skin, and I girded thee about with fine linen, and I covered thee with silk. I decked thee also with ornaments, and I put bracelets upon thy hands, and thy chain on thy neck, and I put jewel on thy forehead, the earrings in thine ears, and the beautiful crown upon thine head. Thus was thou decked with gold and silver, and the raiment was of fine linen and silk, and broidered work, and didst eat fine flour, and honey, and oil, and thou was exceeding beautiful, and thou didst prosper into a, and thy renown went forth among the heathen for thy beauty, and it was perfect through my comeliness which I have put upon thee, saith the Lord God. But thou didst trust in thine own beauty, and playedst the harlot because of thy renown, and partest out thy fornications on every one that passed by his way. And of thy garments thou didst thou high places with divers colors, and playedst the harlot thereupon. And like things shall not come, neither shall it be so. Though hast thou taken thy fair jewels of my gold and of my silver, which I had given thee, and madest it thyself images of man, and didst commit whoredom with them, and tookest the broadest garments and covetest them, and thou hast oiled my incense before them. My meat also, which I gave thee, fine flour and oil and honey, wherewith I feed thee, thou hast even set it before them for a sweet savor. And thus it was, says the Lord God. Moreover, thou hast taken thy sons and thy daughters, whom thou hast borne unto me, and these hast thou sacrificed unto them to be devoured. Is this of thy whoredom a small matter, that thou hast slain my children and delivered them to cause them to pass through the fire for them? And in all thy abominations and thy whoredoms, thou hast not remembered the days of thy youth, when thou was naked and bare, and was polluted in thy blood. And it came to pass, after all thy wickedness, woe, woe unto thee, that thou hast also built unto thee an eminent place, and hast made thee a high place in every street. Thou hast built thy high place at every head of the way, and hast made thy beauty to be adorned, and hast opened thy feet in everyone that has passed by, and multiplied thy whoredoms. Thou hast also committed fornication with the Egyptians, thy neighbors, great of flesh, and has increased their whoredoms to provoke anger. Behold, therefore, I have stretched out my hand over thee, and have diminished thine ordinary food, and delivered thee into the will of them that hate thee, the daughters of Philistines, which are ashamed of thy lewd way. Thou hast played the whore also with the Assyrians, because thou wast unsatisfied, yea, thou hast played the harlot with them, and yet causest not be. Thou hast moreover multiplied thy fornications in the land of Canaan unto Chaldea, and yet thou hast not satisfied herewith. How weak is thine heart, saith the Lord God. Seeing thou doest all these things, the work of an impious horsewoman, that thou biddest thine eminent place in the head of every way, and makest thy high place in every street, I have not been as a harlot, in that thou scornest hire, but as a wife that committeth adultery, which taketh strangers instead of her husband. They give gifts to all whores, but thou givest thy gifts to all thy lovers, and hires them, and they may come into thee on every side for thy whoredom. And the contrary is in thy from other women in thy whoredoms, whereas none followeth thee to commit whoredom. And in that thou givest a reward, and no reward is given unto thee, therefore thou art contrary. Reward is given unto thee, therefore thou art contrary. Wherefore, O harlot, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God, because thou filthiness was poured out, and thy nakedness discovered through the whoredoms with thy lovers and with all the idols of thy abominations, and by the blood of thy children which thou didst give unto them. Behold, therefore I will gather all thy lovers with whom thou hast taken pleasure, and all them that thou hast loved with all them that thou hast hated. I will even gather them around about against thee and will discover thy nakedness unto them, and they may see all thy nakedness. And I will judge thee as women that wedlock and shed blood are judged. And I will give thee blood in fury and jealousy. And I will also give thee unto their hand, and they shall throw down thine enemies, and shall break down thy high places. They shall strip thee also of thy clothes, and shall take thy fair jewels, and leave thee naked and bare. They shall also bring up a company against thee, and they shall stone thee with stones, and thrust thee through with their swords. And they shall burn them thine house in fire, and execute judgment upon thee in the sight of many women. And I will cause thee to cease from playing the harlot, and thou also shalt give no hire anymore. So will I make thy fury toward thee to rest, and my jealousy shall depart from thee, and I will be quiet, and will be no more angry. Because thou hast not remembered the days of thy youth, but hast read it, me in these things. Behold, therefore, I also will recompense thy way upon thy head, saith the Lord God. And thou shalt not commit these lewdness ways, all thy abominations. Behold, everyone that chooseth proverbs shall use this proverb thee. As is the mother, so is her daughter. Thou art thy mother's daughter that loveth her husband and her children, and thou art the sister of thy sisters, which lose their husbands and their children. Your mother was a Hittite, and your father an Amorite. And thy elder sister is a Samaria. She and her daughters that dwell in thy left hand, and thy younger sister that dwelleth at thy right hand is Sodom and her daughters. Yet hast thou not walked after their ways, nor done after their abomination. But as if that were a very little thing, thou wast corrupt more than they in all thy ways. As I live, saith the Lord God, Sodom, thy sister hath not done, she nor her daughters, as thou hast done, thou and thy daughters. Behold, this was the iniquity of thy sister Sodom: pride, fullness of bread, and abundance of idleness was in her and in her daughters. Neither did she strengthen the hand of the poor, and needy. They were haughty and committed abominations before me, before I took them away as I saw good. Neither has Samaria committed half of thy sins, but thou hast multiplied thine abominations more than they, and has justified thy sisters in all thy abominations which thou hast done. Thou also which hast judged thy sisters here, thine own shame for thy same sins, and thou hast committed more abominations than they. They are more righteous than they. Thee be thou confounded also, and bear thy shame, in that thou hast justified thy sister. When I shall bring again the captivity of Sodom are her daughters, and the captivity Samaria are her daughters. And then will I bring again the captivity of the captives in the midst of them, that thou mayest bear their own shame, and mayest be confounded in all that thou hast done, in that thou art a comfort unto them. When thy sister Sodom and her daughters shall return to their former state, and Samaria and her daughters shall return to their former state, then thou and thy daughters shall return to their former state. For thy sister Sodom was not mentioned by thy mouth in the day of thy pride. Before thy wickedness was this time of thy reproach of the daughters of Samaria, and all that are round about her, the daughters of the Philistines, which despise thee round about. Thou hast borne thy wickedness and thy abominations, saith the Lord. For thus saith the Lord God, I will even deal with thee as thou hast done, which hast despised the oaths and breaking the covenant. Nevertheless, I will remember my covenant with thee in the days of thy youth, and I will establish unto thee all everlasting covenant. Then thou shalt remember thy ways and be ashamed, when thou shalt receive thy sister, thine elder daughter, and not by thy covenant. And I will establish my covenant with thee, and thou shalt know that I am the Lord, that thou mayest remember and confound it and never open thy mouth anymore because of thy shame. When I am pacified toward thee for all that thou hast done, saith the Lord God. Ezekiel chapter 17. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, put forth a riddle and speak a parable unto the house of Israel, and say, Thus saith the Lord God, a great eagle with great wings, long-winged, full of feathers, which had divers colors, came unto Lebanon and took the highest branch of the cedar. He cropped off figs and carried it into the line of traffic and set it in the city of their merchants. He took also of the seed of the land and planted it in the fruitful field. He placed it by great waters and set it as a willow tree. and it grew and became a spreading vine of low stature, whose branches turned toward him, and the roots thereof were under him. So it became a vine and brought forth. There was also another great eagle with great wings and many feathers. And behold, this vine did bend her roots toward him and shot forth her branches toward him, that he might water it by the fuel of her plantation. It was planted in a good soil by great waters, that it might bring forth branches, and that it might bear fruit, that it might be a goodly vine. Say thou, thus saith the Lord God, shall it prosper? Shall he not pull up the roots thereof and cut off the fruits thereof? That it wither, it shall wither in all the leaves in her spring, even without great power or many people to pluck it up by the roots thereof. Yea, behold, being planted, shall it prosper? Shall it not utterly wither? When the east wind toucheth it, it shall wither in the furrows where it grew. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, say now to the rebellious house, know ye not whether these things mean? Tell them, behold, the king of Babylon has come to Jerusalem and hath taken the king thereof and the princes thereof and led them with him to Babylon and hath taken of the king's seed and made a covenant with him and hath taken an oath of him. He hath also taken the mighty of the land, that the kingdom might be based, that it might not lift itself up, but that by keeping of his covenant it might stand. But he rebelled against him in sending his ambassadors into Egypt, but they might give him horses and much people. Shall he prosper? Shall he escape that doeth such things? Or shall he break the covenant and be delivered? As I live, saith the Lord God, surely in the place where the king dwelleth that made him king, whose saith, oh, he despised, and whose covenant he break, even with him in the midst of Babylon, he shall die. Neither shall Pharaoh with his mighty army and great company make for him in the war by casting up the mount, building fort to cut off many persons, seeing he despised the oath by breaking the covenant, when lo, he had given his hand and had done all these things, he shall not escape. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, as I live, surely my oath that he hath despised and my covenant that he hath broken, even it will be recompensed upon his own head. And I will spread my net upon him, and he shall be taken in my snare. And I will bring him to Babylon, and will plead with him there his trespasses, that he had trespassed against me and all of the fugitives with all of his bands shall fall by the sword, and they that remain shall be scattered there towards all winds, and ye shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken it. Thus saith the Lord God, I will also take of the highest branch of the high cedar and will set it. I will drop off from the top of the young twig a tender one and will plant it upon the high mountain of Eminent and in the mountain of the height of Israel will I plant. And it shall bring forth boughs, souls, and bear fruit, and be a godly cedar. And under it shall dwell a fowl of every wing. In the shadow of the branches thereof shall they dwell. And all the trees of the field shall know that I, the Lord, have brought down the high tree, have exalted the low tree, have dried up the green tree, and have made the dry tree to flourish. I, the Lord, have spoken and have done it. Amen. I'm going to conclude there after chapter 17 of the book of Ezekiel. But I truly want to thank you for joining us on today with an awesome reading that God comes forth. The Spirit is true, the Spirit is real, and His Spirit is still, and power rests on the throne. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for the word on today. We pray for those out there that's desiring a prayer on this evening. We pray for them, Father God. We pray for them in the midst of their addictions, or in the midst of their abandonments, and in the midst of their situations of loneliness, Lord God. We pray for their fears in the name of Jesus. We pray for situations of divorce and illness. We pray for reparations that happen upon those desiring and seeking your face as well. So again, we give you praise. We give you honor and glory as we rest on this evening. For God, you are real, and that you are still on the throne. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise. Amen. God bless you.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work.
Say no weapon.
Friday.